schools, I think, at the moment are fighting social media. And my challenge for 2010 is to see how schools or small businesses or academic institutions or faculties can start to use social media. Got a couple of suggestions that different ways different people within the organization can use social media. So if the school head would like to share his vision, his idea, his goals with the whole school, well, you can use a newsletter, or else you can actually use a blog, or maybe a microblog. Set up an account for yourself on Blogger. Download WordPress and put it onto your school website and create the headmaster's desk. HODs are notoriously overloaded, and I don't think they want to spend a lot of time log, but they might want to communicate specific pieces of information to specific people or groups of people. Parents, meetings, sports activities, results. Think of using a microblog. Get opinions using a poll. Set yourself up with a bulk SMS account. Academic staff. Your place with education technology is exciting because there are lots of examples out there. But I don't think any schools... I think lots of schools are getting this maybe a bit wrong. We're focusing on trying to get our pupils to use the web, and we actually aren't using it for our own academic and professional development. So I think the place for academic staff to start using the social web is to set up your own wikis, set up your own social bookmarks, say in Delicious. Get yourself a blog. Try create a personal learning network that includes blogs, Twitter, RSS readers, whatever. Collaborate, find resources of other people, see how you do that. And then finally, the people who are leading social media are pupils. And, well, they've been doing it for a while, and maybe some of them want to invite you in. If do, it's a good idea to follow a couple of guidelines. I've got a link to a guideline on the website, www.weblearning.co.za blog.